Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. 40 degrees outside. Cloud cover. Breezy out there as well. And we could see some rain showers later today. Highs reaching the low 40s. Two Rivers police have released the names of the victim and suspect involved in the road rage chase incident in Manitowoc County last night. Damon Ryan has more.
Chief Collins identified the victim as 19-year-old Eric Newman and the suspect as Sean Lischka, who is facing homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle and hit and run causing death. Two Rivers Police Lieutenant John Reimer said Newman went to a Manitowoc factory with three other males to settle a fight with Sean Lischka. Reimer indicated no fight occurred, and Newman and three other males, ages 16, 19, and 20, jumped in a pickup truck with a suspect in pursuit. The chase continued on Memorial Drive when the older male sideswiped the truck, resulting in the victim losing control and crashing into a guardrail. Newman suffered a head injury when he was ejected from the vehicle and died at a local hospital. I'm Damon Ryan reporting from Manitowoc for WHBL News.
Lischka was scheduled to have his bail hearing this afternoon. City of Sheboygan Falls residents will pay more towards city services next year. The city's Common Council approved the 2014 budget last evening, following no comments from the public. The $5.45 million budget and tax levy of over $3.03 million are increases from this year. Mayor Randy Meyer said this was due to factors such as cuts in shared revenue and making sure their self-funded health insurance has adequate funding.
We've just been noticing expenses have been going up, and therefore we had to put more in the budget. We've kind of fought that for a while and lived off our past reserves, but the reserve account was being drained the last 3-4 years, so we really had to add extra money to that.
The tax rate will increase 17 cents to $5.25 per thousand assessed value. President Obama handing out Presidential Medal of Freedoms, the nation's highest civilian honor. One of those honorees is talk show host Oprah Winfrey. President Obama pointing out that Winfrey has been active in philanthropic causes and expanding opportunities for young women.
Even with 40 Emmys, the distinction of being the first black female billionaire, Oprah's greatest strength has always been her ability to help us discover the best in ourselves.
Some of the other 16 honorees this year include country music star Loretta Lynn, President Clinton, the late astronaut Sally Ride, former Chicago Cubs legend Ernie Banks, and Gloria Steinem. What may have been considered the anchor of Sheboygan's riverfront is closing. Mike Kinzel has more.
The Briscoe County Wood Grill has closed after 14 and a half years. The notice of closing was posted on the popular restaurant's Facebook page yesterday, stating, "Briscoe County Wood Grill is closed. We've had so many really great times and memories and made so many wonderful friends over the past 14 and a half years. But as of today, Briscoe is no more. It is the second departure from Sheboygan's Harbor Center Business Improvement District in just over a week. Last Tuesday, Bon-Ton Stores announced that the Boston store will be closing at the end of January. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
Another round in the seemingly endless Capitol Rotunda protests. Activists deliver complaints, charging state Capitol Police with violating the constitutional rights of citizens who gather to sing and observe in the Capitol Rotunda. This is protester Bob Syring.
There's massive amounts of efforts going into prosecuting this, to dealing with this through the system in the courthouse. It is foolish. It is silly. It should all just go away.
Spokesman for the State Department of Administration had not seen the complaints and could not provide comment or context. Milwaukee's 93rd murder victim of the year was killed in a gang-related shooting. Police identified her yesterday as 59-year-old Gloria Zuniga. She was slain when bullets sprayed her Southside Milwaukee home on Monday night. Police said the shooters targeted the house, but they do not believe they intended to kill Zuniga. Milwaukee now has more murders in the first 10 and a half months of this year than in all of 2012. The State Assembly will meet 2 weeks from today to consider Governor Scott Walker's proposal to delay Obamacare for almost 100,000 Wisconsinites. The Republican Walker asked lawmakers last week for a three-month delay in dropping 77,000 BadgerCare recipients with incomes above the poverty line. They're supposed to sign up for coverage on the federal government's purchasing exchange by December 15th, but Walker cited the internet problems in getting folks signed up online, so he wants to delay the dropping of those BadgerCare recipients so they can have a new deadline of March 15th. To sign up for Obamacare. The measure faces an uncertain future in the Senate, where GOP Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald has said he'd rather have month-to-month extensions. Republicans will keep control of two Wisconsin Assembly seats after their candidates won special elections yesterday to fill a pair of vacancies. In central Wisconsin, Stratford roofer Bob Culp got a whopping 67% of the almost 7,000 votes cast. In the South Milwaukee suburb, GOP school choice advocate Jesse Rodriguez picked up 56% of around 8,000 votes cast. The GOP's Assembly's majority now stands at 59 to 39. It's a late start to the gun deer season in Wisconsin this fall, the latest it can be, in fact. That could have a mixed effect, according to DNR big game specialist Kevin Wallenfang.
Typically, we might see a little bit of reduced rutting activity. You know, you've seen a lot of dead deer on the side of the road and whatnot lately, and that's because the deer are in the rut and they go a little bit crazy and throw caution to the wind, and that can be in the hunter's favor fairly often. So with a later opener, we might see some of the reduced rutting activity. On the positive side of things, though, you know, hopefully we would have most of the corn down.
And Wallenfang says that would greatly add to target visibility. The 9-day gun deer season opens on Saturday. A check of your forecast shows cloudy skies, breezy winds through the rest of your Wednesday, chances of rain picking up throughout the day and continuing through the night, highs in the low 40s, lows in the 30s. News time is 12:06 as we get back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL.